Jerry, can you start from the beginning and tell me how this all developed?
Well, like I said, I'd been teaching from the book Think and Grow Rich, and not everyone was succeeding the way I thought people should, because I'd had such success with it. And I was offering everybody, not only that I was dealing with almost, they were same, not only the same vehicle for success, but the same pathway to success. And I don't want to go into any details on that, but so everyone should have had the same amount of success that I did, but they weren't. And that was disturbing me, and because but I knew they should be able to, but so I was looking for something else. And so I'm reading, trying to patch in psychocybernetics and Maxwell Maltz's books and Schwartz's ideas and concepts. I'm trying to patch in different concepts to try to find what the missing link was. And we were in a library. Esther and I were in a library in Phoenix with a third friend, and Esther was they were just using a copy machine. And I never looked in metaphysical books in that part of a library. But for some reason, I was down that aisle, and way up on a top shelf, I saw a book, and it said Seth, Seth, Speaks. And it rang some kind of bell, the word Seth, and I took the book down, and here comes those goosebumps again, just all over my body. And I'm thinking, uh-oh, I got something here again. So I told Esther, I said, I got this book. And Esther, again, here she doesn't want anything to do with it. I said, well, when I don't just read a book, I mark them up and I tear pages and I turn pages down. And so I couldn't get it out of the library. So I went over. I said, I'm going to go buy this book. And Esther said, what is it about? And I said, well, and she says, well, she would not allow it in the bedroom. That's how frightened she was of just the book
Well, there
itself.
was a picture on the back of it that was very strange, you know? It kind of spooked me, yeah.
It was the missing link for me. And so I would, while Esther was sleeping, I would read it and I'd read it. And then I started putting principles into practice in my life. And then Esther wouldn't let me to read it to her, but I would tell her, well, this principle and this principle. And she said, well, that makes sense. Well, that sounds good and that sounds good. And so that's where we were at, where the next major step in our life came, which I would really like her to explain.
Well, finally, Jerry was reading the books. We were reading them every day together and really enjoying them. And we were in a bookstore in Scottsdale. We lived in Phoenix at the time. And we were at a little sandwich shop. And a man sitting next to us just leaned over and said, "Have you read any of the Seth books?" And we had not admitted to anyone that we were reading these strange books. You know, Jerry, when he took them out, he put a Gone with the Wind wrapper around it. So, and so we said yes, as a matter of fact, that we had been. And he said, "Did you know that Jane Roberts had died?" Well, we didn't know, and it was so disappointing to us because by then we'd been reading the Seth books for a couple of years, and we thought we would like to meet them, and we tried to find them, but information said their number was non-published. So then.